I'm speaking with Count Lippens, the Burgomaster of Canucka. What is so special about this statue of Follon?
It's nothing special. Follon was a friend, and Follon, when he came here, he was brought up here when he was young. He was living in Deinbergen with his parents, and he was having a lot of fun there, and he was playing tennis against garage doors. And then he became a famous sculptor, and when he came here, he said, I'd like to leave something for Canucka Haste, and we were having lunch with Roger Nellens, and we were having lunch at his house, and he said, I want to leave something. And he said, okay, give us an idea, and he made this. I said, okay, but I want it to be, he said, I want it to be underwater when the sea comes up. So in the beginning, people thought that people were drowning, and they were phoning the police to say there's a guy who's committing suicide. He has his hat on, but he's not moving anymore. So the police and the people, the firemen, had to come here three times a day. We had to put a big board there. Nobody's committing suicide. It's just a thing. And so with these stones were a little eroded, and at a certain moment the thing was moving, so we had to take it away, repair it, and we put it back on the Ospong original stone, who makes our rakers here, and that's how it is now. And now it goes underwater when the tide is high, and it's not dangerous for anybody. And we are delighted to have Follon back here in our community.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.